children, the Lord was going to lead the children of Israel from Egypt, where they were slaves, to Mount Sinai, where he was going to give them the Ten Commandments. But look at this picture of the land that they had to walk through in order to get there. Can you imagine if you were a father or a mother leading your children to walk through this land, and you also had your cows and your sheep and your goats? What's something you might worry about if you were walking through this land? Yeah? Okay. Let's listen to the story and see what the children of Israel were worried about. And all the assembly of the sons of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys according to the mouth of Yehoah, and they encamped in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. And the people argued with Moses, and they said, "Give us water, and we will drink." And Moses said to them, "Why do you argue with me? Why do you test Yehoah?" And the people thirsted there for waters. And the people murmured against Moses and said, "Why is this that thou hast made us come up out of Egypt to put me to death, and my sons and my livestock with thirst?" So what were they worried about? What were they worried about? Yes? Right, no water. You can see it was a very deserty wilderness that they were having to go through. But now, what does the Lord tell Moses to do? Let's listen and see. And Moses cried to Yehoah, saying, "What shall I do for this people? A little more, and they will stone me." And Yehoah said to Moses, "Pass on before the people, and take with thee some of the elders of Israel. And thy rod, with which thou smotest the river, take in thy hand and go. Behold, I stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and waters shall come out of it that the people may drink." And Moses did so before the eyes of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the arguing of the sons of Israel and because of their testing Yehoah, saying, "Is Yehoah in the midst of us or not?" What was the question at the end of the story, the thing that the children of Israel were quarreling about and testing the Lord about? What did they say? Is Yehoah among us or not? That was their question. Is the Lord with us? Is the Lord taking care of us or not? And what's the answer? Was the Lord with them? Was he taking care of them? Yes, he did give them water. They were worried about it, but he was giving them water. Now here's a picture of the story. You can see in this picture, can you see in this picture what's happening? What did the Lord say that Moses should do? What was Moses supposed to do? Yes?
Give them water.
Yes, but how? What was he supposed to do? Yes? Strike the rock. That's right. He was supposed to strike the rock. He was meant to use the rod that he had used already to strike the waters in the river of Egypt. Do you remember what happened in Egypt when Moses struck the waters of Egypt with his rod? What did they turn into? Do you remember that miracle that the Lord did in Egypt? They turned into blood. And the children of the Egyptians couldn't drink out of the river anymore. So this is kind of the opposite. This is where there was just a rock, and the Lord told him to strike the rock, and now there would be water for the people to drink. In this picture, you can see that Moses is pointing up. Who do you think he's pointing to?
God, I know.
That's right, yes?
God.
That's right, to the Lord. He's saying to them, the Lord is the one who's giving you this water. Now, in this picture, you can see a lot of the people are there getting a drink, which is really what happened. But when Moses actually struck the rock, he went ahead of the people. The Lord told him to go ahead of the people, and only the elders got to see him actually strike the rock, and the waters came out. Then the rest of the people caught up, and now they're having a good drink. Now, do you know what is it in our minds that's like water for our bodies? What does water correspond to? Do you know? Yes? Truth, that's right. Because just like our bodies are thirsty for a drink, our minds are thirsty to learn things. We want to find out things. And in this story, what was the main truth that the children of Israel were quarreling about that they needed to learn? They wanted to know, is the Lord, what was that saying? Is the Lord among us or not? That was the truth that they didn't know. Is the Lord with us? Is the Lord taking care of us? Yes, He is. But they didn't know that until the Lord gave them water out of the rock. Now we live in a land where there's plenty of snow and rain and creeks full of water, so we're very blessed that way. But still, does it sometimes happen that we too can wonder, is the Lord taking care of me or not? Like sometimes it could happen that a mother and father can wonder, will we have enough money to give food and water to our children? Or it might be that someone we love gets very sick, and we're wondering, is the Lord taking care of this person or not? Yes, He is. That's right. But we might sometimes wonder. Now, here's a wonderful thing. You can help other people learn that the Lord is taking care of all of us. And one of the ways you can do that is by sharing the things that you have. For example, suppose that you have 3 or 4 cookies, and they're your cookies. You get to eat them. Well, you could share them with somebody else, like with your brothers and sisters. Or suppose that you're playing with Legos and you're building something really cool, and then one of your little brothers comes along and says, can I play too? And then you can decide whether you're going to say, yes, sure, you can play, or no, please go away. Or suppose that you're doing something really fun and interesting, and your little brother or sister says, would you please read me a book? Would you read me a story? And you can decide, shall I take some time and read them a story when I'd rather be doing something else or not? Now the thing is, the evil spirits always whisper stupid things in our ears, and they say things like, if you don't eat all of these cookies yourself, then you're never going to have any more good cookies ever in your life. Is that true? Will you have more good cookies someday? Probably, right? The evil spirits, but they really think that if you don't eat them all yourself, you'll never have any good cookies, which is stupid. Or they say to us, yes? Legos?
Yeah, my own Legos, and my brother and sister wanted to play with me, and they said, help, do not let your brother and sister play with me. I'll be like, yes, you can play, and then we'll be like, oh man, he's just so mean.
Yes, you're right. It's a good example. Yeah, it can happen, can't it? But you can fix it again, can't you?
Actually, I also let my sister, borrow some of my stuff. And my stuff, she wants to flip with them, play with them. I let my sister do almost anything with my stuff.
Cool. See, now the thing is...
My brother and sister are also really nice to me.
Great. The thing is, when we share with people and we're kind to them, we are helping them feel that actually the Lord is with us. The Lord is taking care of me because I've got brothers and sisters who are kind to me. That shows me that the Lord is helping us. And so when you share with people, you are actually like giving them a cup of cold water, of cold, beautiful, clear truth that yes, it's true, the Lord is with us and he's taking care of us. And the more we share, the more the Lord can be with us. He's with us anyway, but the more we're willing to be like the Lord and share with other people, the more closely the Lord can be with us and the Lord can be with our brothers and sisters. And so the Lord is truly among us. That's the most important truth that we can learn. Amen.